Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and T-Mac.
I got a bunch of questions here on the text line for Mount Palumbus Speak. How about this one? You don't think, this is they're asking you, not me. Mount Palumbus Speak. You don't think they'd want Mike Shula here to help with Trey Lance, our quarterback coach, Mike Shula, after what he did for Cam Newton? Interesting point.
Mount Palumbus Speak.
Sure, I mean, I think that would be an interesting observation if Mike Shula were our offensive coordinator, but he's not. He's a quarterback's coach. Certainly, a quarterback's coach can have an impact on the specific quarterback, but what's going to make or break Trey Lance is going to be the scheme. That's what's going to make it. You have to go all in and design a scheme that's going to fit his legs, fit his running style, and fit the way that he likes to throw play-action passes. And unfortunately, Shula doesn't get to make those decisions. He is not going to be the one that's in the headset on game day. It's going to be Pat Shurmur. And so the quarterback's coach, although, yes, he can develop him, and although, yes, he has been around Cam Newton, I think that is a reasonable comparison. I think Trey Lance is a much better passer than Cam Newton. But at the end of the day, his ability to impact Trey Lance's future is going to be rather limited because he's not the one calling the plays.
What typically is the relationship between the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach role-wise?
Well, most of the time, your quarterback's coach is going to be the low man on the totem pole as far as offensive coaches go. You've got your offensive coordinator who's going to be number one. You've got your offensive line coach is going to be number two. Mm-hmm. And that's a close number two. The offensive line coach has got a ton of power. He's got power in protections. He's got power in the running game. He is
way more than the quarterback coach.
Oh, way, way more. Yeah. Now, depending on who is hired for running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks, that structure can change, give or take. But generally speaking, you hire the young guy who doesn't have much experience to be the quarterback's coach. And why do you do that? Because the offensive coordinator is in every single meeting. Because the offensive coordinator is the one that is really running the show for those quarterbacks.
What's the logic of having a more veteran guy like Mike Shula be your quarterback's coach?
Well, it's always great to have a veteran guy. I mean, I'm just saying most of the time what ends up happening is you hire a T.C. McCartney who does not have much experience because you know that you can kind of hold T.C. McCartney's hand the whole time because right. The offensive coordinator is going to be in his room.
You know who my favorite quarterback's coach of all time was with the Broncos?
Greg Knapp.
No, I like Greg. I did like Greg, but I'm being a little facetious.
Who? Ben McDaniels.
That's right.
That's right. Yes.
That's right.
You know what? Ben's a good example. Ben was the low man on the totem pole on that offensive staff.
Right. As he should have been. Justin Fields, with all the concern about concussion and CTE, do you know if there's extra risk when an athlete with epilepsy gets concussed? Did you ever have a teammate with epilepsy, Sonny from Los Angeles?
Oh, boy.
Interesting question.
Well, I am definitely not qualified to speak on this one. The only part that I could really answer is that no, I did not, that I'm aware of, I did not have a teammate that had epilepsy. Now, we don't just run around broadcasting on our foreheads issues that we're dealing with. So I very well could have had a teammate and I never knew it. But I don't have any real firsthand experience with it. So I've got no medical knowledge on that. All that I know is that according to the doctors, it sounds like Justin Fields has a very manageable case. And the history of his family is that the older you get, it goes away. That's what's happened with people in his family. And that's what doctors expect to happen to Justin Fields as well. I guess my basic understanding of it is that this should not be a big deal for Justin Fields. But again, I am not qualified to speak on that one.
Mount Palumbus, if D-Mac doesn't get a tat in time, what will your repercussion be? Loveland Rob.
Well, it sounds like I'm not going to have to worry about that.
You are not. I told you you weren't. You never were going to have to worry about
you've
it.
You've got to. Yeah, I think you lucked into this one. I think somebody saved your bacon a little bit.
Bacon saved my bacon.
Yeah, bacon is his name Bacon?
That's his name.
That's right.
Oh, you weren't using that on purpose?
No, that was an accident. No pun intended.
All right.
Yeah.
No, it was going to work out either way. I mean, you know, it could work out that way as it did on the air, but it was going to work out another way if it wasn't that way.
I know this. My wife was giving me grief the other night because we're peer pressuring you into getting this tattoo.
No doubt about it.
I'm like, honey, I wasn't even involved. Mm. I didn't make this bet. Mm. I would have tried to talk him out of it. It was a dumb bet. Why would he make this bet? I'm not here
to
enforce anything. It wasn't up to DMACC if he wants to be a man of his word or not.
First of all, it's very important to know it wasn't a bet because it wasn't against anybody else.
That's right.
It was the pledge.
Yes.
Which has been laminated by Richie Carney, and it's old school writing font. But Richie did a really, it's been posted up here, you know, for months. The pledge, not a bet.
But listen, I didn't make the pledge, so why is my wife mad at me for you making a pledge that you signed in blood?
I can't answer about how your wife feels about things other than I find her intelligent, brilliant, and a heck of a good person.
Right.
A great mother.
She is.
An amazing wife. I mean, just an incredible professional and somebody I have the utmost amount of respect for.
She just apparently has low standards in holding people accountable.
Well,
that's not true at all.
You take that to
your
house.
Very, very high standards.
Nah. Beep, beep, beep. I see you now. No, the right. Exactly. The nature of the pledge was, the heart of it, and I'm happy to get the tattoo because I know what it is, and I think it's
going
to be cool.
Where's it going?
It's going on my right shoulder.
Right
shoulder.
Well, you know,
I really have not backed off from what I've told you.
The way that you change with your quarterback theories, how am I supposed to know if you've changed with your theory on where you're going to put your tattoo?
I'm going to say it calmly. I have not changed my quarterback theories, as the podcast will, the reading of the book will exemplify, and I have not changed a thing with the tattoo. Nothing has changed. I said I would get it before the draft, and I'm going to. And nothing has changed with my quarterback theories.
Nothing?
Zero.
Do you really want to go down that road?
Not really.
We'll
just be yelling at each other, and I'm trying to be very calm.
What about the dictum? What about the 37-game dictum? We were committed.
Let me go to that real quick, because that was the nature of the pledge, meaning that the only way to make things work with Drew Lock. Now, this was when we're trying to make things work with Drew Lock, and it is critically important to remember that while we were trying to figure out how to make things work with Drew Lock, John Elway and Matt Russell had their jobs. Critically important to remember that, because we couldn't operate under speculation of what might happen. We had to operate under what the specific circumstances were.
Good.
Had you told me when I was making this pledge and the whole 37-game dictum and everything else that John Elway would no longer have his job at the end of the season, I never would have done it.
So if John Elway was still the GM of the Denver Broncos, the 37-game dictum would continue?
1,000%. 1,000%.
See, I actually respect you for bailing on it, but would change. Drew Lock's performance wouldn't have changed.
Everything changes with George Payton because the philosophy of how you build a football team.
No, but I'm just talking about the right thing to do.
Well,
I get confused with you a lot because you get stuck in between.
Do you think the shift of John Elway and Matt Russell leaving their positions is a massive shift for the Denver Broncos?
Of course.
Okay, me too. Well, so we agree.
Sure.
So under that, if you had told me that was going to happen in a year, because I never, never, never imagined that was going to happen. But if you told me that that was going to happen in a year, I would have had a different philosophy to how to make things work with Drew Lock. I would have simply said, okay, that's going to happen in a year, then forget it. Drew Lock better win and better win now because the new guy is going to come in with a new philosophy and he's going to be looking at quarterbacks hard. If John Elway was still in his same job with Matt Russell, we would not be, I don't think we'd be talking about quarterbacks at all.
That was a lucky out for you.
All right. More questions, more of a Hot Take Tuesday. Another man, our guy, he's got the dirty nickname I can't read on the air. We've given him that nickname. But he is so off on something, and we'll get to all of that coming up next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
No sleep till
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Nugget Mode.
Bo Bo got some action last night.
Oh!
Michael Porter Jr. was amazing.
MPJ, man, you know what? Last year we made a run with two superstars. Maybe we can make a run with these two superstars.
Tell you what, he keeps playing like this. You got one right there, no doubt. Couple of comments here on a Hot Take Tuesday. Brought to you by Papa Murphy's. Order your pizza for pickup today. We will have Dave Matthews tickets to give away within a half hour. Nice. Keep on listening.
Can I win them?
You cannot, but I bet you if...
Can I go talk to someone?
I bet you that could be possible.
Nice.
I bet you that could be possible.
Go hang out with the winner.
Cindy from Park. We love Cindy. Tyler, we're only supposed to get 2 inches in Parker, not 10. Okie dokie?
Okie dokie. Hey, man, I'm not a weatherman. I'm just reading what the map says.
You are. You are. You're just reading what it says.
Yeah.
And Parker's a big town. I mean, there could be 2 inches in a part of Parker and 10 inches in a different part of Parker.
Right. I try not to go to the north side of Parker. It gets scary up there. I'm down on the south side.
And you're up on a hill.
North side. More people and stuff.
Yeah, that north side of Parker.
Right. Oof. Scary.
Mean streets of Main Street.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
You ever been there on a Friday night?
I wouldn't dare.
Tailgate? Oh, boy.
Please. I've been to tailgate. I actually...
Huh?
Maybe not a Friday night, but I've definitely been to tailgate on a Saturday night. Woo! I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to look good in my tattoo when I'm at that
That's
place.
Right. Yes, yeah, you will.
No doubt. When is the book getting released, D-Mac? You still working on it, or did you give up? I look at my man Richie, and
here we go. Here comes the bus.
I told you exactly where it was yesterday. Nothing's changed.
And what's that?
I think
again?
This is out of Richie's hands at this point.
Is it out of your hands?
No, I mean I haven't heard back from my initial discussions.
Okay.
A lot of people have a lot of things going on. It's not just we're not all waiting on pins and needles.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I think so.
No, I think it was valid.
I think you made your feelings very clear right there. Brent from Longmont.
Priorities.
Yeah. Brent from Longmont. D-Mac has never changed his quarterback philosophy. He's only changed his quarterback a lot. But that's a moving situation. And changing the guy is understandable.
I saw you texting
well
for like
said.
5 minutes during the break. I didn't think you would go that low to actually text into the text line.
That is from Brent from Longmont.
Quote unquote Brent.
We could call him. I got his number right there. More excuses from D-Mac. Follow the bouncing ball. Blah, 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 blah. D-Mac can be so emphatic on things that cannot be proven in our hypothetical. Well, that's kind of all we do here. So that's the nature of sports talk and debate is a lot of hypotheticals.
Sure.
You know, it's the most common thing about hesitation on quarterbacks is what if it goes wrong? And that is, I understand it. But the question is, Tyler, when you approach a draft, I don't know how you could possibly approach a draft with that mindset. I would have to think with all the scouts and all the works and everything you're doing, you have to approach it with what if things go right?
Yeah, or you could look at it a little bit different. Like if you're down 7-0 in the fifth inning in baseball, we'll use a baseball analogy, you know, should you be swinging for the fences or should you just start trying to get guys on base and see if you could score a few here?
Fifth
and there,
inning?
Right?
No doubt, fifth inning, you're just trying to get guys
right.
on base.
I'm trying to get guys on base. Right. George Payton's got a 6-year horizon right now. He doesn't necessarily have to hit a home run with the quarterback, but he does have to start getting some solid players and get guys on base. And if you get enough, all of a sudden the bases get loaded and you start scoring.
You just keep trying. But what if? I know you didn't watch the game last night.
Of course
not.
But
the Rockies were down 12-0 in the top of the bottom of the eighth.
First.
Bottom of the eighth.
Oh, eighth.
Guess who they pitched?
Don't know.
It was a position player.
Okay, because it was over and they didn't want to waste anybody's arm.
Correct. Take a guess on who they pitched.
McMahon.
Oh, that would have been great. That would have been awesome. They pitched Josh Fuentes, which is close.
Right.
Josh Fuentes got out of the inning giving up one hit and got three. Now, all three outs he got, the ball was smoked. but it was hit, you know, they got lucky. He's throwing in the mid-70s. He's not even trying, and you get out of it. So the situation does change. Where are the Denver Broncos? What inning are we in when it comes to quarterbacks? Where are we right now?
Well, we are probably, I'm not going to say the first, even though this is George Payton's first year. The pressure is real. So you're in the fourth or the fifth inning, and you're losing.
Down. You're down.
You're losing.
Right.
I mean, you got to bounce back. We can't continue down this road any longer. You got to get guys on base, but you don't have to try to hit the home run right now.
I love your baseball example, because the most common thing to do in that situation is simply go station to station, base to base, try to be productive, don't try to do too much, and just go simply down the line.
Right.
Because it doesn't make any sense to swing for the fences unless the game's on the line.
Which leads me towards, if the right quarterback is available, yes, take him. But be very specific and have very specific guidelines and have a high standard of the guy that you're going to draft. Because if you draft another bust, that's going to affect you much more than if you got on first base by selecting Rashawn Slater or selecting Micah Parsons, right? Eventually, if you get enough of those guys, you're going to have a pretty good football team. And you could put a reasonable quarterback in, probably not go win a Super Bowl, but be a competitive football team.
Dude, see? Way more agreeing on things than disagreeing on things. And I'll give you an example of when they should have put runners on base and just been patient, and they didn't. Paxton Lynch, without a doubt. You know, it's funny. I went through that draft. We all know that Dak Prescott was taken in the fourth round.
Yes.
Do you know he was their second fourth-round pick? He wasn't even their first pick of the fourth round.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback taken two picks after him was Cardale Jones.
Good.
Let's keep it real. The Cowboys got lucky.
Sure.
They really seriously just got lucky. Nothing more than that. It wasn't a strategy. It was luck. But luck is a terrible, or hope is a terrible strategy. And George Payton doesn't strike me like that type of guy. So you know what? No matter what happens on Thursday night, I like George Payton so far. I understand the moves he's made. I like the way he's operated with things. He gets a significant amount of grace from me with whatever happens.
Well, you always get a grace here. Nobody's going to really overanalyze or overreact to what you do in your first year, especially when you've got a six-year deal, and we all know that you've got time to get it figured out.
What happened with the Broncos in 2018 was ridiculous. Inexcusable as far as I'm concerned. And it didn't work out. And so now you learn from your mistakes from the past, and we'll see what Payton comes up with. But everything has changed. Everything has changed because the Broncos made the most significant change. A change that the Rockies are going to make? Patrick Saunders actually thinks so. We'll discuss it with the top six coming up next.
Are things moving in the right direction at Coors Field? Jeff Breidich is no longer GM. However, the decision to internally promote Greg Fiesel to president? Let's just say the Ryan Reynolds facepalm gif's getting solid play on Rocky's Twitter. The Colorado Broadcaster Association's Metro Radio Station of the Year is Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's C-Mac for AAA Home Improvements. AAA Home Improvements.com is an incredible website. First of all, just so cool to look at. I love those shows where, you know, the house is lousy, and then the twins come in, and then the house is awesome like a half hour later. That's a TV show, but this does actually happen in real life. My guy, Toby Hurdle at AAA Home Improvements, and his team, they make that magic actually happen all the way from design, engineering, permitting, project management, final inspections. Your life may not be a TV show, but it would be great to have a home that would look like it should be on a TV show. So when it comes to expanding your master bedroom, a home office, a remodel, kitchen renovations, master bath renovations, you want a home that looks like that, that feels like that. And the answer is AAAHomeImprovements.com. You got to see this website. I mean, it is spectacular. Throw out my name, get a free assessment, tell them I referred you. And man, live that dream in the home that should be on TV. AAAHomeImprovements.com.